Blog Talk Radio.
So that we clear, my girl can't know. No, no. We gotta keep it all the low. Are you okay?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You have tuned into Let's Talk Urban Radio 1, and your show tonight will be The Blueprint. Your host, Treasure Blue. His guest, Shadris Denise. I'm going to introduce Shadris Denise and her through a bio, and then we will let host Treasure Blue take over. She's creating an escape for readers, as what's been said. Hiding Places, created by the pen of Shadris Denise, graphic designer, author, but also, and most of all, a writer. She is taking her passion, allowing readers to escape away from the life they live and vicariously living through her pen. Hailing from St. Louis, Missouri, Shadris Denise is a writer by heart. She is a newly self-published author who has been writing poetry and short stories for over 10 years. She has earned her bachelor's in graphic design and is currently attending Lindenwood University to earn her master's in communication. With such a strong passion for the arts, Shadris has written 5 books of poetry and 1 novel. Disturbia, a collection of letters and poems, and novel, Who Do You Love? That was recently released in July 2014. Her latest is The Side Chick Chronicles. Now, The Side Chick Chronicles may sound like you've heard it before, but this particular book has covered side chicks that you would not believe even existed, I would say, in the side chick world. She also is a author who writes for The Buzz, and she has a column in The Buzz that kind of explains her, where the Side Chick Chronicles comes from. We are currently waiting for her to come into queue, and we are going to go into a commercial drop, and hope that she'll be on the line by then. Okay.
Take my clothes off, stiletto heels still on deck, yeah. Take my clothes off, you better get ready, get set, go. Performance with you, watching if I do this.
Good evening, everyone. I am sorry to say that we are going to reschedule this show for tonight. Our guest was held up. But tonight we are also going to drop a few songs before. We're just not going to just close out. We will drop a few slow songs, kind of relative to Chadwick Denise's book, Side Chick. You know, we all have been somebody's side, something. And Treasure Blue also apologizes for not being able to bring some power tonight. Again, we're going to play a few songs and reference to Side Chick Chronicles, written by our guest, Chadris Denise. And you have tuned into The Blueprint with your host of Treasure Blue and working the boards, Felicia Bradshaw. I will have some announcements before the show closes out. In regards to our next airing show and a few announcements on some hosting opportunities. Stay tuned.
Didn't know she had much game. down to ride out, even take the train, even take her to a poker game. Top notch fried chicken and sushi. Try to be good. Try to treat you like a lady. Try to be a friend. Turned out that you were shady. I'm starting to get lonely. Coming from an uptown, uptown. Don't think what they seem to be.
Give you some to enable you to aid yourself and get paid, and the material that has no attention. Like mother, like daughter, I would also like to mention, I wish for you to bring me through the rhythm of which is now systematically given. Desperately stressing, I'm the daughter of a sister who's the mother of a brother who's the brother of another, plus one more. All four have a job to do, we do, and in respect due to the mother who's the root of it. And next up is me, the M-O-N-I-E-L-O-V-E, and I'm first cause I'm a L-A-Z-I-E.
Contact and in fact, the style it gets harder. Cooling on the scene with my European partner, laying down track after track, waiting for the climax. When I get there, that's when I attack the next man or the next woman. It doesn't make a difference, keep the competition coming. And I recite chapter and verse, the title of this recital is Ladies First.
Good evening, everyone. This is Felicia Bradshaw, and I am filling in for the slot for the Blueprint. Our guest was unable to show due to circumstances that were uncontrollable, and we want to send our love out to Shadgers, Denise, and thank her for calling in and let us know what the situation was. We're going to take this last 30 minutes and talk about what the Blueprint kind of is based on, and that is selling thyself shamelessly, which touches a large part of marketing. Marketing as an author, throwing yourself out there as an author, what needs to be put in place for you to get the necessary exposure, the necessary shine as an author in the industry today. It gets very, very messy out here when you are not on top of your game and you don't know what's out here for you as an author. There has to be a balance and what you do, and there has to be a balance on between your life content and yourself, because branding is everything. So when you are posting on your personal page, make sure that the content is something that you want your readers to be allowed to see. You know, I think we sometimes forget that this is a business, and as a business, personal pages probably aren't the best thing. So I know a lot of authors that have their own pages where they put up their books and, you know, their morning chats, and everything is relative because it is their author page, so to speak, which is a very bright idea, brings traffic to your personal page. You can get personal and be personal with your readers. Some authors like to stay a certain distance in the background, shall I say, when it comes to their readers having reach. Some believe that it kind of, I guess, makes you seem a little more important, not to be so reachable. But like I said, there should be a balance. There should be a balance of dealing with the public, your readers, your fans, being personal. Same with any industry, movie industry, music industry. Everybody should have a balance where they are separating themselves from the public, shall I say, and their work. But like I said, having a personal page is awesome. Facebook has done a lot of things beneficial to any business, authors, publishers, people with products. Facebook has also allowed a tool. I wish that Blog Talk had a screen where you could kind of do like a Google Hangout type effect, so that the shows could be a little more tutorial and live webinars could be shown on here. But I guess that's what Skype's for. I guess that's what Google Hangouts is for. But I wish I could show you guys. So the only thing I could really tell you is to go on to my, I guess you can go on to my Urban Grapevine. Excuse the typing because I want to be very accurate when I'm telling you this. But, okay, if you go on Urban Grapevine Magazine Facebook page, they are now allowing you to customize for free at least one of your clicks, tabs, shall I say. The tabs that fit right above your, or shall I say, in your banner, where your like button is and your message button is, you can, what we have on there is a book now. So it literally allows you to put in a widget. You can either go to the link, do a call to action. Right now, the link for ours is, you know, the website. You can book a show. You can go up here and send a message, which allows you to book a show. You could book a show? Yeah, book a show. And then on your timeline, right where your timeline tab is, it says timeline about who we are. It's what we use. We use who we are. We put a tab in from Pagemoto, what allowed us to add the tab, change the wording on who we are. It also allowed us to put in our digital business card up there, and that's what we use. It is clickable, takes you to sites. I think the stronger apps were coming from Woobox, WOOBOX, and they have so many apps on here for your businesses, for exposure. So it's a great tool that Facebook has allowed users to have for free. And you know I love free, and you know I am the bartering queen. So that's another thing that you guys need to tune into. You know, find out what you can do for free. I'm telling you that, and I am a business. But still, I think when you start off first, find out what you can do for yourself for free. Find out what's out here that's going to give you exposure as a business person for free. I think every author needs to have an author central page that is free, and that is on Amazon.com. You go up there, it allows you to give yourself a nice bio. They just started letting you be able to put your book trails up there. Can't get no better than that for free. And an avenue that houses your work. It's not like people have to go in there, click on this, leave that, and go somewhere else. And, oh, that's who that is. Oh, let me go over here. It's all in one place. If you go on my Amazon, central page as author of Felicia Bradshaw, it's going to have my, allow you to follow. And so it's just a little mini social network. It's going to allow you, you can follow me on Amazon, and all my new work will come up. It allows you to add your social network, little chat bars up there, as far as your Twitter tweets and your Google Plusers and all that goes up there. What's cool about this is you do get to put up a background. You do get to put up your books. Your books automatically load if they are available on Amazon. This is like a slew. It's almost like a slideshow. Well, mine's just because I have a lot of stuff. But it allows you to one click. You can just, your readers can come here and get to know you, and you can start a topic discussion. There's so much that you can do now for exposure as a author just on Amazon alone. I may seem like I'm jumping around because I kind of am. I guess me being able to click on it, reaching it, and then saying, look, oh, this is what you also can do, or whatever. So online, it allows author updates. And if you look at my page on Amazon.com/FeliciaBradshaw, you'll see me interviewing Prodigy when Quan had a book signing. I think it was called The Book Doc. It was awesome. It's the only book signing I ever went to where you got beer on the book I'm signing. And you got to meet Quan and I think Yasha, the audiobook queen, she was there. My boy June Miller, he always shows up. Never shows out, but he shows up and he represents well, and he's very supportive. He's also an author under Owls too, as well as other publishing companies, because he is branding himself across the board. But you'll see my pictures up there where I was interviewing Prodigy in regards to these new type of paperbacks. They were like about the size of a Jet magazine and length and width, that is, 100 pages, and it was awesome. It was a really smart marketing tool, and he said he did this because he really was trying to, I thought they were printed for ebook series. You know, you don't got enough for a full, heavy paperback, so you got these little short, smaller books. But he said, no, it wasn't about that. It was truly about reaching the youth readers, young readers, and putting these small books in their hands where they ain't looking at it like, oh, my God, I don't want to read all that. And they weren't overwhelmed by the content. They weren't overwhelmed by the amount of pages. Hoping that we will get some more young readers, which was I thought was a great idea. Seems to be working well for Prodigy. Seems everything works well for Quan, so seems to be working well for Quan. The fact that they were small books, cost effective for authors as well. So I guess you know. It served its purpose. Anyway, rattling. But Amazon, every author should have it. Every author should have a Goodreads. There's no way in the world that you're an author and you don't know about the websites. They are book-based websites. They are the strongest marketing tools. Goodreads is great not just for the author in you or the writer in you, it's great for the reader in you because you can recommend books, you can recommend your own book. You build a fan base just like any other social network. You can't get social if there's nobody to talk to. You get to put up, a profile, whether you're a reader or whether you are a writer. You get to add your website. It tells what your activity's been, your interest, your favorite book. You're allowed to put a quick little bio. You know, nothing worse than clicking on an author's page and they got a two-line bio. It has got to be more to you. You better off not putting nothing. It's got to be more to you than relying. I'm sorry. It just has to be. And you want your office to, you know, kind of be, you know, you seem mysterious, but not that mysterious. You need to have a bio. You need to have a strong bio, whether it's at least a paragraph. You should have something that's going to delve into who you are, even if you don't get personal, and it's just who you are as a writer. But there should be something about you up there. It's smart to put your logo, if you have one, so, you know, wow, people see, oh, a mag, Urban Grapevine magazine. I'm putting up a magazine. Hello. Felicia Bradshaw has marketing herself as an author. Boom. I'm putting up Eyes on the Prize. I'm putting up Sister Church. I'm putting one of those books out of those series. I'm putting up hand-me-downs. I don't know. I'm putting up a picture of myself, you know, but pictures of other stuff and other people, and it's distracting. So make sure when you do these profiles, it's who you want to be branded as or related to. Even if it's you're in a publishing company and it's your homegirl on your team's book, but that's a little misleading, but it's supportive. And for me, I would stick to books of myself, books that I've written, I'm sorry, pictures of myself or the magazine or clippings from the magazine, because, you know, it's still relative. It's the best way to market yourself, Amazon, Goodreads. You know, I'll be honest, I really don't know much about Barnes & Noble because I haven't really gone up there a lot, because Amazon and Goodreads has really overpowered them, so to speak. Sorry. But all those tools are still necessary. You're able to put up a bookshelf of what you've read and what you've reviewed, and you could also go on other people's pages and, you know, kind of get a hang of, hey, this person's a strong reviewer. Every time I go on some author's page, I see who's a strong reader. Kiana Drennan, she's a strong reader. She's a supporter. She's everything. She's author bound. So, oh, wow. Those who write books should know her. Should know who she is. She's going to be up here because she don't just read your book and talk about it. She really leaves reviews. She also has some radio shows going on. So with that, cool. You know what I'm saying? So I noticed that by hanging out on the Goodreads, because I see her all the time. So as an author, I'm noting that. I'm putting that down. I've got to put that down because I want to be able to utilize her outlet. I want to say, oh, I want to send a book to her. If I send a sneak peek or whatever, because she buys books. It's not like she's looking around for freebies. She's a true supporter. So you'll learn that by going on these as authors. You'll learn who's strong reviewers, who's your competition, what kind of books are out here, titles. So you don't, you know, bump heads with other authors. Ain't nothing worse than thinking you got a title for your next book and you ain't do the homework. And then when it do come out and you type it in the Amazon search and 15 books come up. Like, what? 15 urban fiction books. So you know you're dead wrong if you got 15 authors that got your same name. Now you got to compete with these authors and readers finding you. And that's why I said it's always great to have a brand. It's always great for when people see a certain color background or your logo. That's Felicia Bradshaw. When people see the magazine, some people forget I write books, you know what I'm saying? But you see my stuff, you know who I am, and there's no misleading. I don't have any books named after other stuff. I do have Sister Circle, and it's named after readers' groups, which is a positive thing, you know, because when other readers type in that, they're going to catch me. So, which is cool, you know what I'm saying? So you have to do your homework, sweeties. Do your homework. I don't know everything. Because I'm glad that I don't know everything, because I'm living and learning. I even learn off of some of my clients, because you can't know everything, but you should know the basics. You should know that a profile on Amazon of Author Central is a must. It ain't negotiable. It's a must. And your publishers need to let you know. These are the core things that you need to have to show us that you know, you're about your grind. And it ain't your publisher's business to build you one. It's yours. You know what I'm saying? Because you grind for the people who, you grind hard for the people who are grinding. If you want your publishing company to put that extra in you, then put that extra in yourself and your brand, because your brand is their brand or whatever. So make sure you have a Goodreads. Make sure you have a Amazon, Author Central. It's very important. Make sure you have a bio. Make sure that you're in tune with how to use these two sites and how to navigate through them, how to send out recommendations for your book. You should go in there at least once a day. Ain't nobody telling you you have to sit up there like I do on Facebook. You should just be in there. You should be in Amazon at least once. You want to know who's reviewing your books too. And speaking of knowing who reviews your books, when you get a book review on Amazon, when you get a rating on Goodreads, you need to comment. You need to thank that person. Thank you for reading. If you like this, I got another book coming out, or if you already have some other books, you know what? I got a series that's out that if you like, you like Sister Circle 1 and 2, you like that kind of style, I got something even grittier, grimier, and more hood, more straight gutter urban fiction, and I got Eyes on the Prize. It's a 5-book series. You know what? I'm going to get you book one, get you started. And let me tell you something. People who are people who are going to stand behind their work don't have a problem with giving out book one. They will make it free because they know book one is going to get you hooked because the book is good, and you're going to be able to read book two, book three, book four, book five, six, seven, eight, whatever. However, you know, many books you have in your series. But that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go up there and I'm going to say, oh, she liked that? I'm going to, and it's a nice review because, you know, a lot of readers don't review. So be thankful for the ones who do. Show gratitude to the ones that do. But make sure you go up there and thank people. Thank you for the review. Good or bad. I don't care if the lady give you a 1-star. If she gives you a 1-star, you better be up there. You better be like, oh, well, what didn't you like? You know, some reviewers just like, I don't like it. I don't recommend it. Don't read it. You know, be polite. You know, that's that lady's or that man's opinion. And say, well, what didn't you like about, what's the name? I'm really trying to master my craft. What was it about, I will say, Eyes on the Prize that you didn't like? And maybe there's something that she misunderstood. Explain in the discussion on Amazon. For one, it kind of backs up those 1-star reviews that people put up there out of just being mean, and it puts that reviewer online too on the spot. Explain why you don't like it. They can't explain why they don't like it. They ain't read it. You know what I'm saying? They were asked to go up there and do that. You understand? So it's a help for you as an author to go up there every day, check out if you're getting on reviews. If you're self-published, go into your book reports, see what's sold for today. You know, even if you're using that as a strategy to find out what's the best time to post and what's the best time to drop links and or whatever, see what marketing tool is working for you. Maybe if you're self-publishing and you're marketing for yourself, try out a different tactic every 2-3 days so you'll know what's working and what's not working, because what works for other people don't necessarily work for you. Some people are really, really good And people are like them through interviews because it's personal and you're funny and you're witty or you're just downright mean. And they're like, dang, she's a big old chip on her shoulder. I know she got some stories to tell. You never know what works for, you know, the individual. Run with it. But you can't run. You don't know where it came from. So you need to be on Amazon. You need to be on Goodreads daily, at least once a day. You need to communicate with your reviewers. Thank them for the reviews, bad or good. Bad, ask why. Maybe there is a discrepancy in what you've written. Maybe the next review says the same thing. And take heed to that. People are like, oh, they're haters, painting on my book because I'm an author. Well, baby, if you got 17 reviews and 8 of them are saying, this is some bull. Maybe it is some bull. According to the reading world. And that's really all that really matters. Not what you think, but the reading world. It matters what they think because they set the precedence for other people to come around and read your word of mouth people. So like I said, make sure that your Goodreads is strong, great bio, great communication with readers, other authors, you know, tap into recommending your book to other readers. It shoots it out to a lot of people. It's pretty decent. Understand what the Amazon Central, the significance in that and the importance in that page is, because it's basically a poster for you. It's a poster that represents you. So make sure your poster is dead right. Don't nobody print out no poster that's blurry. So keep it fine, keep it sharp, and answer all your profile slots. Make sure that you answer those questions because they created the just to fill up the page. They created it, those particular questions because they're author related and they evidently think they're deemed to help, not hurt. So you know that you need to have a good read. You know it needs to be strong. Amazon Central needs to be strong. And if you can't drop links 3 times a day, in the morning a couple of times, in the midday, I mean, right before, you know, 1 and 2-ish, drop some more. And then in your time zone, dropping, I think I would drop that the latest at 5 for my time zone because even in other time zones, it's appropriate. If I drop links here at 5 o'clock, I know, and this is Pacific time, I know that Eastern time is 8 o'clock. People are still on the internet, quite busy. You understand? Central time is 7 o'clock. A nice little settled down time. You don't fed the kids, you're just chilling. You understand? And the good movies ain't came on at 9, like, you know, Empire. You know what I'm saying? You still have leeway to do whatever you're going to do. You should be dropping those links at 3 times a day. You should be dropping them in at least 30 rooms 3 times a day. You understand? That's 90 rooms a day. If you do it 7 days a week, do the math. 640 rooms a week. That's getting your word out there. And it's not a lot. It's time consuming, but if you have a method to your madness, it can be done. You understand? And if you can't do it, pay. Do your homework on who you get dropping your links, but pay. Don't pay all a big wad up at one time and now person ain't right and you stuck with them. You know, make it clear to whoever you're using. I'm going to use you for 30 days. That's how I try out my promoters. Because you don't have to truly follow their guidelines. You need to follow yours. You need to make sure that they understand what it is that you want. So strong promoting on social network 3 times a day. We're sending enough readers. And just don't drop them in rooms. You know, people be like, you're sitting there and you're on your Facebook and it says, you know, Jia Jia or whoever, posted in We Love Block Talk Radio shows. What is you posting nothing there for? That don't even have nothing to do with that. You understand? So make sure when you're posting that it's relative and it's going to know your audience and it's going to reach your audience. So we covered Amazon, Central, Strong Bio, thanking your reviewers, you know, creeping around and sneaking around and seeing who's reviewing stronger on what, and get to know those reviewers. You know, I copy and paste, put them in on Facebook, see what come up. Inbox them after that. Like, I don't want to say too forward, it's a little spooky, but I saw that you give great reviews. Here's my name. These are my books. To get you started, I have a really short, I don't know, the cheapest book. You give that to that reader to get her into reading it. So this is Marketing 101, and, you know, maybe we'll do a few more of these throughout the week as a closing for other shows. I'm not sure yet, but we're about to close out in 2 minutes. So I do want people to know that we are looking for a Let's Talk Urban host. Although this is an unpaid hosting position, it is great for exposure for you. Come to me and say, Felicia, I want to change the name. Then fine. Tell me what the name is. Tell me what your agenda is. And you can send that in an inquiry to let's.talk.urban1@gmail.com. You got that. It's let's.talk. Which is period, I'm sorry, urban1@gmail.com. Let me know what you want to do, how you're going to present yourself. I'd like to thank you. Oh, we're also taking writers for Urban Grapevine Magazine, and you can send that to urbangrapevine3@gmail.com. And to book a show, let's.talk.urban1@gmail.com. And I thank you for coming out.
This is a Let's Talk Urban. This is a Let's Talk Urban project.